Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The U.S. Justice Department says it's recovered more than $2 million worth of cryptocurrency paid in ransom to hackers who shut down a major fuel pipeline last month. The Deputy Attorney General, Lisa Monaco, said the authorities had turned the tables on DarkSide, the Russian-based group responsible. Here's Gordon Carrera.
Follow the money is the old saying in Washington, and the FBI did just that. They traced the transfer to the hackers of $2.3 million worth of Bitcoin, paid by Colonial Pipeline to get back control of its systems. The FBI also managed to get hold of the private electronic key required to access the funds, allowing them, in effect, to steal the money back from the criminal gang. The move marks an important success for the US authorities, which have been under growing pressure to respond to a wave of ransomware attacks.
The US Vice President Kamala Harris has warned Guatemalans against coming to the United States, saying they would be turned back at the border. Speaking during a visit to Guatemala, she said the trip north was dangerous and would mainly benefit people smugglers. Illegal migration is a major US concern, as Will Grant explains.
They have been pushing those governments hard to employ their police, their military, to stop the flow of migrants from even leaving the borders of their own country. This is not just outright humanitarian aid. This is obviously a package, this $4 billion over 4 years. And one of those things would be bolster the security forces. Of course, the security forces would be expected to disarm and tackle the international drug organizations and criminal organizations that run the drug routes north and the people trafficking routes north.
With more than 95% of votes counted in Peru's presidential election, the outcome is still too close to call. The left-wing candidate Pedro Castillo has a narrow lead of less than 1%. Police in Canada have charged a man with murder after four members of a Muslim family were run down and killed by a pickup truck that mounted the pavement. The police say there is evidence it was a premeditated attack and that the family were targeted because they were Muslims. Peter Bowes has this report.
The suspect, who's 20, was arrested at a shopping mall in the Ontario city of London shortly after the police say he drove his vehicle into a family of five. Three adults and a teenage girl died. A nine-year-old boy survived but is in hospital with serious injuries. The mayor of London said it was an act of mass murder perpetrated against Muslims, rooted, he said, in unspeakable hatred. Police say the suspect, who's facing four counts of first-degree murder, did not know the victims.
World News from the BBC.